Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
All right, it is a Friday morning, and Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader is here to join us. He's the entertainment editor for the paper there and the movie critic in good standing, last we heard.
Mm-hmm. Still there.
And, boy, I tell you what, Mike.
You were worried about me.
I've never been so genuinely concerned for
you. Yeah, that was sweet.
As when you left.
Why is it he says that every week?
No. I meant it last week, though. Yeah. When he left here to go see Big Mama's House 3, I thought, we'll never see him again.
That was looking grim. It was as bad as we thought.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
But try telling that to the crowd I saw it with.
They were loving it.
Wow, did they have a good time.
Well,
they loved it.
Yes,
you betcha.
Well, then,
it's serving its purpose.
Then Big Mama's House 4.
Bring it on, I guess. Right?
How big a crowd was it?
It was. I saw it at like 11:00, 11:15 in the morning. Uh-huh. I would say there was probably about 50 there. It was not bad. It was not bad. A lot more adults than kids.
Yeah, and they were digging it, huh?
They were digging it. They had a ball. They laughed. They laughed their little behinds off.
Well,
wow.
Then I guess
I stared at that damn thing like, you know, it killed my dog.
Like people that go to a comedy club and are just in the mood to laugh.
Sure. Yeah. Because I mean, they're going to this movie. They know exactly what they're going to get, and they get exactly what was promised. So
the bar's
why not
very
be happy?
High, and it doesn't have to be.
Absolutely right. Yeah,
but. Did that make it better or worse? Because if you had sat, I think, in a stone-cold silent theater, it would have probably been worse.
It certainly would have. I had a pretty good time listening to the crowd.
It's like those nights when every once in a while you'll go out with your buddies and you're just not into it, but everyone else seems to be having a good time. So you kind of go along because you don't want to spoil the party for everybody.
So then you're just basically enjoying yourself going, really, they found that fun?
Wow, yeah, exactly. Just kind of being shocked.
They thought that was funny.
That was, wow, all right.
Is it the worst movie so far this year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The
only other competition would be The Dilemma, I think, and that at least had Winona Ryder
in
it.
It is only February. I mean,
yeah, it's early.
Worst movie
but oh,
is
yeah.
Not,
yeah. It's, oh, yeah.
It's the worst one.
It wins so far.
And
it's
the kind of bad that we still might be talking about in December for worst
for
movie
sure.
of the year?
I'll remember this one.
Oh. You will remember this one.
This will stay in memory.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? Was it offensive?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, in terms of the way you're insulted for 90 minutes, you know, and condescended to is offensive.
Okay, that's
so,
what
yeah.
I mean.
Yes. Yeah, it insulted me as a person. Okay. So.
I do think I would have trouble watching this movie and not think that it's like
I can't
a Tracy Jordan bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like Fat Bitch or Jefferson.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Good Cop, Black Cop.
Yes.
Or his Oscar-winning role in This Is Going to Be Hard to Watch.
Yeah. Yes.
Got him the EGOT.
Oh, God, I love it.
So what else did you see, Mike?
What else do we see? I Am Number 4, that sci-fi flick about... Mm-hmm.
Martian teenagers or something?
It's aliens, right? Yeah, it's an alien and his surrogate dad who are on the run throughout the country just trying to hide from the bad aliens who want to get him. The good aliens look like Timothy Oliphant, and the bad ones have, like, gills on their face. So it's pretty easy to tell them apart.
Why do the bad aliens want to kill the good aliens?
We're never really sure. They're bad... There are nine good aliens, from what if I'm understanding this correctly, and this one's about the fourth good alien. They've killed the first three, I guess. But these people apparently have some kind of power or some kind of knowledge that the bad aliens don't want them to have, and so we have to kill them. It went by so quickly, I don't even remember. It was just a mess.
No redeeming qualities?
Not really.
No.
The girl from Glee is actually adorable in it.
Yeah.
I like Timothy Oliphant. He's fun. But boy, the effects are pretty crummy.
Yeah.
It's badly written. It just goes on forever. Not fun.
Did you see anything else?
I did. One more. Liam Neeson movie.
Yes.
Unknown.
Oh, right.
Yes. Yeah.
You actually like that one, kind of.
It ain't bad. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had moments. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Does it have not that you have to tell us, but does it have a ridiculous reason why this is happening?
No, it actually works. It actually works out fine. Because within the first 10 minutes, you know, I mean, we know the basic idea is that he, you know, loses his mind.
Yeah.
Anyway. Within the first 10 minutes, you're going, he can't be who he thinks he is. He really can't. This can't possibly be. And by the last reel of the movie, you're going, okay, they kind of explained everything. All right. Yeah, I was impressed.
So
I,
as you're watching it, it's not a matter of why don't people believe him?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's going, I don't believe him.
Yeah, I don't believe him. Okay, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
So it keeps you guessing in a way that makes you kind of frustrated with the movie until they explain it, and then you're going,
If this is something that's going to spoil the movie, then don't answer the question. Okay. But you brought up something in your review that it was bothering me the more I read about this movie.
Okay.
You've got the lovely Diane Kruger in the movie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, the movie is set in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
She is German.
Mm-hmm.
They have her play a Bosnian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is that?
It's not going to spoil anything. She's just cast as a Bosnian. She's mentioned.
But why couldn't you have a German playing a German cab
driver? I don't know.
Why does she have to be from Bosnia?
I don't know. I think it has to do with she's dislocated the way Liam Neeson is. He's in an unfamiliar country, and she's also kind of a transplant. Yeah. And I don't know. But it made no sense. I'm like, you're in Berlin. Let her be German.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Strange. Yeah. Yeah. She is lovely, though. Yes.
Helena Troy. Right.
Okay. So not bad.
So that was okay. It's lingering. Well, a week later, I'm still kind of smiling about that.
Of the three, Unknown is the one to see.
Yeah,
we have three new movies opening up today. One of them I don't have a clip for, but it's the one I'm most excited about. Cedar Rapids. It's the Ed Helms movie. He plays an insurance guy from Wisconsin who is terrified because he has to go to a conference in the big city
of Cedar Rapids.
That is Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
It's a pretty big city. I've been. You guys have been.
Oh, sure. It's a beautiful,
it's a
beautiful
great
town.
Place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that said, it's not exactly the kind of place that you would think people would be terrified
Shouldn't
to
be
visit.
Frightened of it.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Looks fun. The reviews are good. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any reference to the smell of the city.
Hmm.
That Quaker Oats
thing that goes on.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We'll see if they do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm curious. I'll let you know.
Also opening today, Drive Angry 3D.
Oh, man.
Nicolas Cage is a hardened felon who breaks out. Wait a minute, this can't be right. It says that he's a hardened felon who breaks out of hell.
Yes.
On a high-speed pursuit of the bloodthirsty cult that killed his daughter. He breaks out of
hell?
Yes, he breaks out of hell. That's exactly what's going on.
That's quite a trick.
It is a trick. That can't be easy.
Otherwise...
You can't, like, slip somebody a nail file in a cupcake and they escape, right?
Well, I would think,
or get someone to counterfeit papers.
Listen, as hard as they inspect cakes in prisons here on Earth, I mean, in hell, they're looking at everything twice. Because you just gotta expect it.
Probably every cake is probably Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Ooh.
So I've got a little bit of the trailer here. They didn't want to give us any of the movie, but I got a little bit of the trailer here from the new movie Drive Angry, filmed in 3D.
Tell him I'm coming.
You're too late. Hell's gonna walk the earth.
Hell already is walking the earth.
He broke out of hell to make things right.
He was a good father. He got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
Now, he's got one last shot at redemption.
That cult killed my daughter, took her baby. I am going to get her back.
Thought you were dead.
You hoped I was dead.
All right, can I just say this? This makes
The Haunting of Billy Wanky.
This makes absolutely no sense. You've got Nicolas Cage in what is quite possibly the dumbest premise for a movie I've ever heard. Can I just say?
Doesn't have to make sense.
I am on board. I'm on board.
Doesn't have to make sense.
That's so stupid, it might work.
It might work. It just might work.
Drive Angry.
Doesn't have to make sense.
Filmed in 3D.
By the director of My Bloody Valentine 3D, which
was
actually pretty fun.
All right.
So.
Driving Miss Daisy. Angry.
She broke out of hell.
You make me so mad. Driving Miss Daisy angry.
Might as well walk as drive this slow, Miss Daisy.
Oh, you make me so mad.
I got out of hell for this.
Driving Miss Daisy too.
This is HS.
They thought she was dead.
You.
She was.
I was.
And now Morgan Freeman's got to drive her around some more.
I'm furious.
She's out of hell and she's mad as hell. Also opening in theaters today, we've got Hall Pass, which is a new comedy from the Farrelly brothers. Remember when that meant something?
Remember when that meant something?
Right.
Remember when you actually, when they made a big deal of the Farrelly brothers have a movie?
Kinda
I
like,
had no idea until
kinda
about
like growing
an hour
up
ago.
When Animal House was on the name of a National Lampoon was on the name of a
something.
Movie.
Sure,
you knew that meant something.
Now it means the opposite.
Yeah. Yes, it does. They still make them, don't
oh,
they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis are best friends who are granted 1 week of freedom from their wives with no questions asked. No, first of all, no thanks.
Well, and that's about as likely as driving angry.
If yeah, right.
Just as likely, I got
a better chance of breaking out of hell.
Right,
getting out of this. So anyway, in this clip, Rick and Fred, played by Owen Wilson and Jason Sudeikis, scope out some chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're gonna score.
That's right.
Yeah, well,
they got a week,
a hall pass if you'll have it. Here's a clip from the movie Hall Pass, which is in theaters today.
Okay, well, the guy at the Comfy Night Inn said it doesn't really kick in till about 9:30, so...
Why are you guys staying at a hotel if your wife's out of town?
Oh, come on, Flats. I can't very well bring a bunch of models back to my place. What if they end up stalking me? And Rick's house has got a bunch of family photos and kids' drawings on the fridge.
Yeah. Are you guys sure Applebee's is the best place to meet hot, horny women at?
What do you think, an Olive Garden?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to Drive Angry comparison, for sure.
I think of the two,
yeah,
that's the one that you got the best chance with.
Yeah.
Cedar Rapids is going to be fun.
Cedar Rapids.
Yeah,
you'll
and,
like
and
that.
And Nick Cage in hell. Okay, that could be a worse weekend.
He got out of hell. Wow. Yeesh.
Yeah, bad news.
Well,
anyway,
Mike,
do we want to talk Oscars real fast?
Yeah.
Do we want to do our predicts?
Yeah, we should do that. Let me take a look
at
the...
Do we have a couple minutes?
Yeah, we should take a look
If we're going to do that, why don't we go ahead and take a break and just have a different segment here?
Okay, we can...
You want to do that? Do we need to do that?
Kind of on time, we need to do it now.
Oh, okay, all right.
I don't have the list here in front of me. Do we know what the... Do we know who the candidates are?
Sure.
Okay, now here I have it. Here's the nominations. The problem is with this nominations that I'm looking at, it's got everything.
Well, let's just do like five.
Yeah, no, we do. That's what we do. We do the big ones.
We'll
do the supporting...
and picture?
Best picture. Here's your categories, all right? You keeping track of this, Petra?
Yes, I'll write them down as to...
Best picture, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, The Kids Are All Right, The King's Speech, 127 Hours, The Social Network, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. All up for best picture. Now, Mike, you'll go first. Best picture.
King's Speech.
Not what you think... not what you want to win.
Not what
you
I want.
Think will win.
What I think. King's Speech.
All right, Darren?
To be a contrarian, I will say The Fighter.
All right, put me down for The Social Network.
All right.
Oh,
now we got a battle.
Now we got it. Now,
yeah.
And that could be the brawl that settles them all.
Yeah.
Actor in a leading role. You've got Javier Bardem for Beautiful. Have you seen that movie?
No, hasn't opened here.
Also, Jeff Bridges in True Grit, Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network, Colin Firth for The King's Speech, James Franco for 127 Hours. Is there anyone here dumb enough to pick against Colin Firth in The King's Speech?
I ain't that dumb.
No, I won't.
Yeah, so let's all that's a push. We'll just all say Colin Firth, King's Speech. Actor in a supporting role, Christian Bale, The Fighter, John Hawkes, Winter's Bone, Jeremy Renner, The Town, Mark Ruffalo, The Kids Are All Right, Jeffrey Rush, The King's Speech.
You want to go first, guys? Or?
I'm going to say Jeffrey Rush, The King's Speech.
I'll say Christian Bale.
And I'm going Christian Bale as
well. All right.
Okay.
Boy, I think I got this thing won already. Actress in a leading role. You got your Annette Bening for The Kids Are All Right, Nicole Kidman, Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence, Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman, Black Swan, Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine. Actress in a leading role is...
I'm going to go Portman, but I do not feel good about it at all.
Darren?
What were they again?
You got Annette Bening, Nicole Kidman, Jennifer Lawrence, Natalie Portman, and Michelle Williams.
I'm going to say Annette Bening.
The correct answer is Annette Bening.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to be wrong on this
one. Yeah, because this is how they operate.
Yeah.
They want her. She's due.
She's due.
Natalie Portman's got plenty of chances
and
to win Oscars.
And she's got a baby coming. She's fine.
And her movie was awful.
Okay, then.
Actress in a supporting
role.
Did
you see that?
Black Swan?
No, not Black Swan. Okay. I knew you saw Black Swan. I thought you were talking about the Annette Bening movie.
No, I haven't seen it. It's on Netflix on my queue there, but I haven't seen it yet. But just Annette Bening's awesome, and she should have won a couple different times.
Sure.
This is going to be one of those times when they right or wrong. Actress in a supporting role, Amy Adams, The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter, The King's Speech, Melissa Leo, The Fighter, Haley Steinfeld, True Grit, Jackie Weaver, Animal Kingdom. Is that a movie?
Yeah, it's good.
Is it?
It's a good gangster movie, Australian gangster flick.
All right.
It's fun.
The winner is Darren.
I tend to think it's going to be the girl from True Grit, but I'm going to say the Melissa Leo.
Okay, I'm going Haley Steinfeld for True Grit, but again, don't feel good about
it. I would have
it.
Said Melissa Leo up until all the backlash with her her
yeah.
campaign.
Boy. Yeah.
So I will say Haley Steinfeld for True Grit. Okay. She's awesome in that movie, man.
She is great.
And
I got a hunch about Helena Bonham Carter suddenly. I don't know.
Boy. She'll be.
And then that's
she's
it,
been around
man.
Forever.
She'll
you know?
Be show. Yeah. Well, listen. Look. This year, boys. At least we've all made enough different picks to make it interesting.
Yeah. True.
And there it is. Those are our Oscar picks.
Okay.
I'm taking a look. There's really nothing else here that we should go with.
Nah.
Yeah. The rest of it's all just stuff that I don't know anyone cares about. Those are the big five, and the Oscars are Sunday night on
ABC.
Yep.
We have some passes to give away.
We do. The
In
segment you just heard was brought to us by...
Brought to you by Rave Motion Pictures. Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings. Free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. IMAX Theater there as well.
Got a four-pack of tickets for you to go see any movie you like there at the Rave Motion Pictures. If you're the ninth caller at 326-ROCK, 326-1049, this is the Quad City Rocker. Thanks, Mike.
You bet, guys.
This is Rock 104.9.